Hello, and welcome to The Word in Me. This is your host, Vanessa Morris. This program is presented by the Emerald Rose Center, San Diego. I hope that you enjoyed your holiday on yesterday. It was a nice day, but it was overcast. But that's okay. We are okay with the overcast day. This is May gray, and then we have June gloom, and then we have hot July. So very, very happy about that. We have beautiful weather here in sunny Southern California, and we thank God for it because we could be somewhere else where it's just extremely hot or extremely cold. So we thank God for where we are. And that reminds me of a scripture. Wherever you find yourself, and I'm paraphrasing, be there with content, Paul said. I know how to be abased. I know how to be bound. I know how to suffer lack. I know how to be in abundance. We have to be content where we are. Let's go before the Lord in prayer. Lord, I love you on today. I bless your name, God. You have a plan. You have a plan, and your plan is glorious, and it is awesome and great. Help us to line up with your plan and not to go the other way. Lord, help us, Lord, through your word on today. In Jesus' name, amen. Now, we had left off with John chapter 18. We had left off on verse 11, and Jesus told Peter, put up thy sword into the sheath. The cup which my Father hath given me, shall I not drink it? And we were talking about that on our last podcast, that Jesus was going to drink the cup. We have to drink our cup. We have to drink what is before us. And I want to encourage you today, just like I am encouraging myself, drink the cup that is before you. Just like the scripture I just talked about, is that whatever state you find yourself in, be there with contentment and be excited about what God is getting ready to do. Have anticipation, have expectation, have desire, have enthusiasm. Encourage yourself to walk this walk. We can't change a lot of things, especially immediately. We walk forward, we walk in faith, but we're walking. We're walking and we're moving forward. But whatever cup you have before you, that is, like I talked about on our last podcast, that you don't have any control over changing immediately, drink it and keep it moving. This is your current state. This is your current circumstance. What do you need to learn from it? How do you need to move through it and move through it? I was reminded this morning because there are certain things, if you notice in your life, that you keep coming upon. It might have a different circumstance. It might have a different like face to it. The circumstance may be slightly different, but the principle or the lesson within it is exactly the same. People have different names. It's in a different place. It's in a different time of your life. You're older now. Maybe it's at the job, or it's in a different relationship, but the principle lesson continues to be there. What is God telling you? Drink the cup. I was reminded when I was back in the 10th grade and I was taking geometry, and it was so hard for me. It was so difficult. And I went to a counselor and I said, I think his name was Mr. Anderson. Mr. Anderson, do I need to take geometry? How am I going to get through it? Because it's so difficult. Do you know what he reminded me of? He said, you know, Vanessa, you have already taken algebra in the 9th grade. And algebra is all you need to take in order to graduate. You don't have to take it. You can take something else. And you know what I said? Oh, great. I will drop geometry and take woodshop. And do you know, that's what I did. And so 10th, 11th, and 12th, I took no math. Was that wise counsel? No, it was not. Be careful about who you go to in order to help you justify not walking through your hard space. Your heart space is there for a reason. It was early in the year with geometry. The wise counsel would have been, yes, Vanessa, you got through algebra with an A. You can do this. We need to set you up with a tutor. Be willing to stay after class. Be willing to come after school. And go with a tutor so you can get through it. Be careful about seeking out counsel in order to get you to justify what you want to do. And so you want to go to somebody that's going to tell you, you don't have to go through that. You don't really have to deal with that. What you can do is X. Just go past that and go to something else. No, walk through it. Drink your cup. Drink your cup. Shall I not? Jesus said, the cup which my Father hath given me, shall I not drink it? Oh, that is ministering to me today. Drink your cup wherever you are, and you know it's a place that you've been there before, and you are given another opportunity to drink that cup and move forward. Drink it. Drink it, because it is by the grace of God and the opportunity of God that you are at that place again. Because you know what? He doesn't have to bring you there again. He doesn't have to bring that opportunity to you again. So drink the cup. Don't seek out counsel that is going to cause you to remain stagnant. I was thinking that in my mind. Who should I talk to? God already told me. And you know what? He sends you. He sends things to you in order to bless you and to guide you and to tell you to stay where you are. So the word to you today is set your mind and keep it set. Set your mind and keep it set. Set your face like a flint. Be focused. Be steadfast, unmovable, ever abounding in the work of the Lord. Drink your cup. Don't go past it. Drink it. And that's a word for me today. Amen. Drink your cup. But Jesus said, the cup that which my Father hath given me, shall I not drink it? In other words, I will drink it. I will do what he is calling me to do. So whatever state you are in, therewith to be content. Be content in it. Learn how to suffer lack and learn how to have abundance. Be steadfast, unmovable. Plant your feet. Plant your feet and be ready for the battle. I'm not saying to stand still and do nothing. I am saying take whatever situation you are, endure it, and be strengthened by it and be equipped by it for the journey that is coming up before you. It is time to learn how to endure. Our generation is one that does not want to endure, me included. We want things to go by fast and quickly. We want it to be over and done with so we get to the next thing. But if it's not over and done with at this certain juncture in life, it means that we haven't learned what we needed to learn yet. Learn it. Don't fight against it. Learn it. That we take it, endure it, learn from it, develop those tools, sharpen the sword, get ready, because the next stage is going to require what you need in this one. You got to learn it. In Jesus' name, learn it. Bless you on today. God bless you. Have a wonderful day. See me on next time on The Word in Me. God bless.